This medicine is subject to additional monitoring. This will allow quick identification of new safety information. You can help by reporting any side effects you may get. You can report side effects to your doctor or directly at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for a Tectra Breeze Haler 125/62.5, 125/127.5, 125/260 micrograms. Indacaterol, as acetate, / mometasone furoate. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about a Tectra Breeze Haler. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you taking a Tectra Breeze Haler against the benefits they expect it will have for you. The information in this leaflet was last updated on the date listed on the final page. More recent information on the medicine may be available. You should ensure that you speak to your pharmacist or doctor to obtain the most up-to-date information on the medicine. You can also download the most up-to-date leaflet from www.novartis.com.au. Those updates may contain important information about the medicine and its use, of which you should be aware. If you have any concerns about taking this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet with the medicine. You may need to read it again. What a Tectra Breeze Haler is used for. Your doctor has prescribed this medicine to treat asthma in adults and adolescents 12 years of age and older. Asthma is a serious long-term lung disease where the muscles surrounding the smaller airways become tight, bronchoconstriction, swollen and irritated, inflammation. Symptoms come and go, and include shortness of breath, wheezing, chest tightness and cough. A Tectra capsules for inhalation contains two active substances called indacaterol and mometasone furoate. Indacaterol belong to a group of medicines called bronchodilators. They relax the muscles of the small airways in the lungs. This helps to open the airways and makes it easier for air to get in and out of the lungs. When they are taken regularly, it helps the small airways to remain open. Mometasone furoate belongs to a group of medicines called corticosteroids, often simply called steroids. Corticosteroids reduce inflammation. They reduce the swelling and irritation in the small airways in the lungs, and so gradually ease breathing problems. Corticosteroids also help to prevent attacks of asthma. The pack contains an inhaler, Breeze Haler, and capsules in blister cards that contain the medicine as inhalation powder. The inhaler enables you to inhale, breathe into the lungs, the medicine contained in a capsule. Only use the inhaler, provided in the pack. You should use a Tectra Breeze Haler every day as directed by your doctor, and not only when you have breathing problems or other symptoms of asthma. This will make sure that it works properly in controlling your asthma. It should not be used to relieve a sudden attack of breathlessness or wheezing. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. This medicine is not addictive. This medicine is available only with a doctor's prescription. Before you use a Tectra Breeze Haler, when you must not use it. Do not use a Tectra Breeze Haler if you have an allergy, hypersensitive to lactose or milk protein, indacaterol, mometasone furoate, or any other ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Do not give this medicine to a child under the age of 12 years. Safety and effectiveness in children younger than 12 years have not been established. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired, or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. If you are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine, talk to your doctor. Before you start to use it, tell your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Tell your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: heart problems, including an irregular or fast heartbeat, thyroid gland problems, diabetes, or high blood sugar, suffer from seizures or fits, low potassium in your blood, severe liver problems, tuberculosis, TB, of the lung, or any long-standing or untreated infections, tell your doctor if you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant or are breastfeeding. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. A tetrabreeze inhaler should only be used during pregnancy if the expected benefit to the patient justifies the potential risk to the fetus. It is not known whether the active ingredients passes into breast milk. If you are breastfeeding, your doctor will help you decide whether you can use a tetrabreeze inhaler. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell him or her before you start taking a tetrabreeze inhaler. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any that you get without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and a tetra may interfere with each other. These include medicines to treat depression, e.g. tricyclic antidepressants, monoamine oxidase inhibitors. Medicines similar to a tetrabreeze inhaler contain similar active substances. These medicines may increase the risk of experiencing possible side effects. Medicines that decrease the level of potassium in your blood, such as diuretics, also known as water tablets, and used to treat high blood pressure, e.g. hydrochlorothiazide, other bronchodilators such as methylxanthines for breathing problems, e.g. theophylline, or steroids, e.g. prednisolone. Medicine to treat high blood pressure or other heart problems, e.g. propranolol, or to treat glaucoma, e.g. timolol. Medicine to treat fungal infections, e.g. ketoconazole or itraconazole. Medicine to treat HIV infection, e.g. ritonavir, nelfinavir, or cobicistat. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking this medicine. How to inhale a tetrabreeze inhaler. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions in the user leaflet, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to inhale? There are three dose strengths of a tetrabreeze inhaler: 125 over 62.5 micrograms, 125 over 127.5 micrograms, and 125 over 260 micrograms. Your doctor will decide which dose strength is appropriate for you. The usual dose is to inhale a content of one capsule each day. You only need to use this medicine once a day, because its effect lasts for 24 hours. Do not use more than your doctor tells you to use. You should inhale a content of one capsule of a tetrabreeze inhaler every day, and continue to use it, even when you are not experiencing asthma symptoms. How to use the breeze inhaler. Carefully read the full instructions for use provided in the package leaflet before use. Only use the capsules with the inhaler provided in the pack. The capsules should remain in the blister until you need to use them. Peel the backing away from the blister to open it. Do not push the capsule through the foil. Do not swallow the capsules. Ensure you rinse your mouth out with water after each use. Make sure you understand how to use the breeze inhaler properly. If you are not sure, ask your doctor or pharmacist when to use it. Inhale a tetrabreeze inhaler at the same time each day. This will help minimize your symptoms throughout the day and night. It will also help you remember to use your medicine. How long to use it? Keep using a tetrabreeze inhaler for as long as your doctor tells you. Do not stop unless your doctor advises you to, even if you feel better, as your symptoms may get worse. This medicine helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. Your asthma symptoms may come back if you stop using this medicine. If you have questions about how long to continue your treatment with a tetrabreeze inhaler, talk to your doctor or your pharmacist. If you forget to take it. If you forget to inhale a dose, inhale the dose as soon as possible. Then inhale the next dose at the usual time. However, do not inhale two doses on the same day. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take use much, overdose, immediately telephone your doctor or the Poisons Information Center, telephone 131126, for advice, or go to accident and emergency at the nearest hospital if you think that you or anyone else may have taken too much a tetra. Do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. While you are using a Tectura Breeze inhaler, things you must do. Only use the inhaler contained in the pack. Always use this medicine exactly as your doctor or pharmacist has told you. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking a Tectura Breeze inhaler. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are taking this medicine. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking this medicine. If you become pregnant while taking this medicine, tell your doctor immediately. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Stop taking a Tectura Breeze inhaler and seek medical help immediately if you experience any of the following: tightness of the chest, coughing, wheezing, or breathlessness immediately after inhalation of a Tectura Breeze inhaler, signs of paradoxical bronchospasm, difficulty breathing or swallowing, swelling of the tongue, lips, or face, skin rash, itching and hives, signs of allergic reaction and angioedema. Things you must not do. Do not use a Tectura Breeze inhaler to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking your medicine, or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor. Things to be careful of. Be careful driving or operating machinery until you know how a Tectura Breeze inhaler affects you. Side effects. As with all medicines, patients using a Tectura Breeze inhaler may experience side effects, although not everybody gets them. Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking a Tectura Breeze inhaler. This medicine helps most people with asthma, but it may have unwanted side effects in a few people. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical attention if you get some of the side effects. Do not be alarmed by the following lists of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. Common side effects: voice alteration, hoarseness, headache, pain in muscles, bones, or joints, signs of musculoskeletal pain, sore throat. The above list may affect up to 1 in every 10 people. Uncommon side effects: fast heartbeat, oral thrush, signs of candidiasis, high level of sugar in the blood, muscle spasm, skin itching, rash. The above list may affect up to 1 in every 100 people. If these side effects become severe, tell your doctor or pharmacist. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything that is making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed above may also occur in some people. After using a Tectura Breeze inhaler, cleaning and storage. Follow the instructions in the user leaflet on how to properly clean and take care of your Tectura Breeze inhaler. Keep your capsules in the original blister in order to protect from moisture and light, and do not remove until immediately before use. Keep your capsules in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Do not store a Tectura Breeze inhaler or any other medicine in the bathroom or near a sink. Do not leave it on a windowsill or in the car. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Disposal. If your doctor tells you to stop taking this medicine or the expiry date has passed, ask your pharmacist what to do with any medicine that is left over. Product description. What it looks like. The pack contains a white plastic Breeze inhaler device together with capsules and blister cards. A Tectura Breeze inhaler registered pack sizes include 125 over 62.5 micrograms, 125 over 127.5 micrograms, 125 over 260 micrograms. Single pack containing 10x1, 30x1 hard capsules, together with one inhaler. Ingredients. A Tectura Breeze inhaler contains the active ingredients, indicatorol acetate and mometasone furoate. Each capsule delivers 125 micrograms of indicatorol, 62.5, or 127.5, or 260 micrograms of mometasone furoate, depending on which strength of the Tectura you have been given. A Tectura capsules also contain lactose monohydrate, gelatin, capsule shell. This medicine does not contain sucrose, gluten, tartrazine, or any other azo-dyes. Sponsor. A Tectura Breeze inhaler is supplied in Australia by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Australia Pty Ltd. ABN 1-800-424-4416-0. 54 Waterloo Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21133. Telephone 1-800-671-203. Website www.novartis.com.au. Registered trademark. This leaflet was prepared in June 2, 020. A Tektra Breeze Hailer 125 over 62.5. Austar 319076. A Tektra Breeze Hailer 125 over 127.5. Austar 319075. A Tektra Breeze Hailer 125 over 260. Austar 319074. 8160720C_V2 based on PI 8160720I.